Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Okay, it's Monday, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot's 27,000 square feet, enclosed out of the elements. And that's a good thing, because inside those 27,000 square feet is 50 million rounds of ammunition waiting for you to come and identify which you need, for which of the ridiculous prices they've got it for sale for. And if it's on the website, it's in stock. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Later on in the show, second hour, we're going to have The World According to Kevin the Tack Daddy. Tack Daddy. I can't do it as high as his kids do it. Not as high pitched. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, he's out there musing. Musing out loud, as I do from time to time. And it caught my eye simply because, you know, a little vindication is always nice. One of the things that they pitch our way, and I don't think they so much pitch it our way. I think they consider us a lost cause the same way we consider them a lost cause. And I'm talking about the gun grabbers, the anti-gun lobby groups, whatever you want to call them. They say, or they'll tell you, that they're only about common sense gun safety regulations. As if somehow a rule, another rule, is going to make some of the things that they say they're trying to prohibit or prevent. One more rule is going to make all the difference in the world. Now, let's see what it is they say, what they really want, and then let's weigh whether it would actually work or not. The big thing on their list today, nowadays, and has been since 2013, universal background checks, or expanded background checks, or whatever you want to call them. This actually turns every gun exchange, depending on what degree they take it. If I hand you one of my guns to shoot, depending on how it's worded, that could be a gun exchange. That could be a gun transfer. And they want to regulate each and every one of those things. And they tell us that by doing it this way, this would stop criminals and crazy people from getting guns. Now, is that the truth? No. No. As I've said many times before, and I'm actually getting sort of tired of saying it, all of your headline-grabbing shootings pass a background check. The last shooter out of Charleston passed a background check. The mentally ill murderer who beat students and stabbed students and ran over students with his car passed three separate background checks, because you can only buy one gun at a time in sunny California. So, yeah, there are states, we do have states that have enacted this, and they've seen no decrease in crime. In fact, in some areas, crime has increased. Experience shows us that criminals don't obey firearms laws any more than they obey the laws on robbery, assault, and rape, or murder. However, these common sense new regulations do place a burden on the law-abiding gun owner, which, you know, is really who they want to prohibit. In Washington State, where they had I-594 passed, there's several Washington state law enforcement agencies that find it impossible to comply with the new universal background check regulation. They moved their training operations out of state in order to not break the law. they're not even past it. They would like to regulate the gun aesthetic. Every aspect already of guns and gun ownership is regulated to a certain degree. Each new rule is called a common sense restriction. They can't be too large or too small. They can't be too black or too colorful or too efficient or too cheap, too smart or too stupid. These firearms regulations only apply to citizens, though, not to government agents. Don't we want government employees to be safe, too? Shouldn't those same regulations that keep me and you safe keep these government employees safe? Maybe it's because they have nothing to do with my personal safety. They have everything to do with prohibiting me and slowing me down. They want gun buybacks. Some police departments will offer to buy firearms from citizens with no questions asked. This is where, if I'm the hitman, this is where I'm operating. Wherever they're, Detroit would be a great place to be a hitman because they do lots of gun buybacks. And I can use a gun and murder somebody with it and sell it to the cops, no questions asked. Now, if these actually worked really well, and Rob makes a very good point, how come they don't do buybacks for heroin or cocaine or speed or stolen cars or kidnapped children? Why don't they? Wouldn't that get the drugs off our streets and bring the cars back to your driveway and put the kids back in the house? Isn't that the natural state and order of things? They want to close the gun show loophole. It simply doesn't exist, so we don't even need to discuss that. They believe, or they tell us that they believe, that firearms registration disarms criminals. Actually, firearms registration criminals are exempt from that because of the Fifth Amendment. They don't have to incriminate themselves by registering a weapon when they're not supposed to have one. Now, we would get an ID, and we get our papers and everything, and anybody that sees that card would know that we can buy a gun. Now, politicians and anti-rights activists don't like the idea of card-carrying good guys. They want an expensive bureaucracy instead. They want a registry of firearms owners. They would like to have mandatory storage requirements. The only problem with mandatory storage requirements, in my mind, besides the fact that if you don't violate the Fourth Amendment, it's unenforceable, is that if you don't violate the Fourth Amendment, it's unenforceable. You know, they want to be, they need to be able to come in the middle of the night and make sure that you're storing your guns the way they say you should. Now, let me ask you, as far as that goes, if you own a fire extinguisher, put that in the gun safe. And then do a drill. Have somebody come in and kick your bed and say, fire! And let's see how fast it is that you cross. In my case, I would have to cross the house to get to the gun safe, to get to the fire extinguisher. And that's the same way it works with guns. I want my gun close at hand just like I would a fire extinguisher. They would really like for us to practice abstinence when it comes to gun ownership. Sorry, pal. Not happening. I am addicted to freedom. I am addicted to my own self-defense. Thank you very much. Many, you know, public schools teach our children about sex and drugs. We want our children to recognize unsafe behavior, yet our public schools can't bear to mention safe behavior around a gun. That's driven by politics. It's not driven by any fear or anything else where we would actually want to take care of our children, educating them about the guns for all of those that decry the fact of all the downward trend of accidental shootings, which is in the single digits as far as deaths with children, would do well to remember that a little advocacy goes a long way. So, the other thing to remember is that the views of the anti-rights advocates are not widely held. They're just noisy. They're just noisy people. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
So Mark and his wife came over to see my wife and me, and he began talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, you know? And he said GunsAdie.com's having a really awesome special for the 4th of July. Celebrate your independence with the pistols now. The pistol kit's $4.99. That's right, $4.99. And the Hillary special is back by popular demand. You remember? 230-round mags, all that? GunsAdie.com. GunsAdie.com. Go, GunsAdie.com. Now. Go now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. The three guys that run it, Dan, Seth, Scott, 80 years of experience between those three young men in retail, acquisition, and purveying ammo. That means they know everybody in the ammunition, everybody that makes the ammunition they carry, and the constant, ever-flowing circle of life they maintain with those relationships, maintaining that 50 million rounds on hand. I can't even fathom what that means. What does it mean? 50 million rounds. What does that even look like? Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. As many of you know, I've been known to run a Glock. Now, right now, I'm switching between Glock and SIG, and the SIG platforms are different from each other because now I've been started carrying a 1911 SIG from time to time. And I'm going to continue my learning curve with the SIGs because the SIGs are different animals altogether. One is a 1911, so it's purely single action. The 229 is double action, single action. So two different kinds of platforms. I'll keep working on them. I know them well enough to feel good enough, especially the single action part of the 1911. I have run 1911s for years when I was in the military, and carrying one of these now, I have no lack of confidence that I can make that happen. However, for somebody picking up a gun for the first time, Glock is not a bad choice, because for a lot of people, everybody's like, well, you know, I like the reliability of a revolver. Well, Glock gives you that, and it operates the same way. Revolvers don't have safeties. They only go bang if you pull the trigger. Same with a Glock. Now, having said that, Glock will sell you a gun and say, this is Glock perfection. Really. Because there's a couple of things about Glocks that straight out of the box, I almost always change these things. Actually, there's four things, but we're going to talk about what those are and what I would suggest you do with a Glock. The thing about a Glock, you can do this stuff for relatively, you know, when you get done doing it, you might have, I don't know, $700 in a gun, depending on what you buy. And don't be afraid of those police trade-ins or anything like that, because remember, the police don't get to shoot their guns very often. They've got more holster wear than they have actual mechanical wear. So, first thing to replace with a Glock is the trigger. I don't like the stock take-up in the trigger. I like the kind of trigger where you put your finger on the trigger and it's at the wall immediately, or where the take-up is the same every time, which it doesn't feel the same every time with a Glock, and it doesn't feel the same from platform to platform, which is the beauty of the Glock platform. If you have the 9mm, the 26 through the 34, 17 magazines will work in every one of those guns. So, you know, that's the beauty of it. Now, if you get out there and you don't change the trigger, then you need to practice on that trigger reset a lot. A lot. You can buy an FN, you can buy a Walther, and they have pretty good. You can buy the H&K VP9, which has a better trigger than the Glock. Those three guns have better triggers than the Glock. But they have more moving parts, which is why I stick with Glock, because I like it simple. But it's gritty, so that's the first thing I would change. You need a outside-the-waistband Kydex holster of some kind. If you carry inside the waistband, I completely understand. However, some of these outside-the-waistband holsters that are up against your body, gun riding high, you can conceal a gun in with them all day long. And if you get into one of these situations where you need speed, surprise, and violence of action, an outside-the-waistband holster is going to be an easier draw for you and an easier reholster for you, which reholstering the gun is very important. Carrying outside the waistband is faster. The sights. Now, for any of you that have ever gone to a class, you know that one of the things they get out there and do is make you believe that you've lost one hand. So then you've got to load the gun with one hand and rack the slide with one hand. And what do they use? They use the sight as the part that you hit your belt buckle or your belt or your heel with to run that slide. The stock sights, they're much better than they used to be. Because I used to run Glocks before I ever took a class like these that I just described, where I wouldn't do anything like that, and still the back sight would fall off of it. And, you know, a gun without sights is it's a pointer. It's a pointer. Whenever that would happen, I would quit carrying the gun. Better to change to a set of night sights because, and when I say night sights, I prefer the actual Trijicon ones, which are a little pricey compared to, say, the fiber optic ones. But that's because they work and they're solid and they glow in the dark. And at the same time, in regular light, they give you a very good sight picture if you like a three-dot picture. Some people like these big-dot sights, which I've never run, but they live by them. So the sights, that needs to be changed out. Lots of good aftermarket sights, too. And most people can put them on right there where you, wherever it is you buy them. So then it's up to you to go practice with. Last thing about the gun. I'm thoroughly convinced that this is the way to go. With any other gun, with a steel frame gun, you can change the grip. With the Glock, you can't because, you know, it's the whole frame. So look at getting it stippled. Stippling will give you a better purchase on the grip as far as hanging on to it. For some reason, you know, people will say, well, what if you're shot in the shoulder and you're bleeding down your hand? You need to stipple it. Just stipple it. Don't worry about all the things that will prevent. Understand that, you know, it's slick. It is slick. If you want a good idea of how slick it is, get one that's stippled. Cover that in some dishwashing liquid. Not cover it, but, you know, get it nice and soapy. Stick it in your hand. See if it can be pulled out of your hand. Then take the regular stock one, especially the Gen 3 and below. For those out there that also might really want to take it to another, I'm beginning to dislike the finger grooves on the Glock grip, and I've got one gun coming back from Robar where that's being done away with. It's just going to be straight. It's just going to be straight, like a 1911, which I put finger grooves on. So that's just my advice. That's just my advice. There is, you know, guns out of the box. The main thing you got to do with a gun out of the box is practice with it. But as you practice with it, you will discover certain things that would be better if you did this, if you did that. Things I just described almost universally will make it a better gun. It will actually get closer to that vaunted claim of perfection. Check it out. Anyway, we'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, I mean, when they run something on sale, some of the prices are crazy. They carry everything from the 20-round box of the exotic self-defense ammo that I advocate that you carry in your weapons because it makes a big difference across the calibers, to the bulk ammo, and their prices on all of those, when they're running a sale, and they're running something on sale all the time, their prices are crazy. Go check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, this is off the pale. This is called Lock and Load. And what I'm about to talk about has nothing to do with guns. Actually, it does. It does in a certain way, because this whole notion of self-determination just absolutely stuns me. The way I look at this is there's some people that self-determine that they should be able to live free from gun violence. So this is why I attack self-determination, because I don't know exactly in what world they plan on living in. They can go anywhere they want to, and they're not going to be living free from gun violence. That genie is out of the bottle. Sorry. You actually have to take precautions to be free of that. I saw this. This is coming from NPR, and they interviewed one Oakland, California family with a young child who started out life as Jack, but has become Jackie. This child is 4. These parents are allowing their child to transition from one gender to the other while still in preschool. Now, let me make one thing perfectly clear, okay? If you're an adult and you want to go out and be something that you haven't really got a snowball's chance of being, Because no matter, you know, you can get all the sex change operations you want. You're still going to have that male chromosome. They can't remove that from you. They can alter some things, yes, yes. And you can wear clothes and get a wig or grow your hair, whatever. You can have implants, all that other stuff. You're still going to be a guy. Maybe, you know, prettier, but a guy nonetheless. And if you want to do that, while I don't, there's no way I can sit here and look at you and say, you know, I get it. Because I certainly do not get it. I don't get it at all. Likewise, this whole stupid self-determination of, well, I'm black. Today, I self-identify as plaid, folks. Today, I'm plaid. How's that grabbing you? Now, here's what I know. Okay? Now, this child, Jack, is described as having been very, very sad all of his life, up to 4 or 3.5. The parents are saying the weight that Jack carried at 3.5 looked like it weighed more than she did. And they're calling her she now. So they asked Jack what was wrong with Jack. According to them, they asked him why he was sad, and he said, I'm sad because I'm a boy. Now, according to NPR, the child was already wearing his older sister's dresses on regular occasions, like wearing pink boots. And his mother then asked, you're really not happy being a boy? Then they said, are you happy being you? And that made Jackie, as they characterize him now, smile. And they thought about that. Because he was happy being him. And at that point, that was the day. That was the day that Miss Carter went to the drugstore to find elastic bands to put Jackie's hair into small ponytails. And according to his mom, he was never happier. He went from being so sad to so happy. Now, I don't know too much about, you know, I've raised children, and I did the best I could. I'm sure I made mistakes. Neither one of my sons ever thought they were girls. And then they never brought me anything or put anything in front of me to make me suggest or think that they were girls. And had they done that, I would have thought something was wrong a little bit developmentally, even though I might not have known that word developmentally. Walt Heyer, an author and activist who underwent a sex change operation decades ago, now regrets the surgery and has returned to identifying as a male again. And he says children cannot be born as one gender and identify as another by accident. According to one, and I believe she was a lesbian, I don't remember her name, but her quote was interesting. She said, homosexuality is not natural, it is an adaptation. Now, once again, like I said, I have no idea what any of that is like. I know how nature designed man and what he designed us to be, nature, God, whatever you want to say. Heyer said that there's a lot of questions here. Kids are not born transgender. Childhood development disorder that comes out of some event or series of events or abuse or neglect or trauma or overbearing mother or father or someone, or a lot of times it's sexual abuse, he said. And he referenced his reaction to a documentary about transgenders where a little boy who now identified as a girl asked his mother if she would still love him if he was still a boy. According to him, his grandmother, Mr. Heyer, his grandmother kept cross-dressing him and loving him as if he is a girl, not as the boy that God made. According to NPR, both of Jack's parents, or as they say, Jackie's parents, because they're NPR, they've embraced the fact that Jack is now Jackie. Somehow, some way, Jack is Jackie. Are supportive of the child's decision. Jackie's older sister, Chloe, still refers to her younger sibling as Jack. And from time to time, and James Christian, Jackie's father, admitted he sometimes misses his little boy. I look at the old clothes and the old pictures, and I miss Jack, and that's probably never going away. That's just going to take some time, according to NPR. I saw this, and this whole self-determination thing, I am stunned. I am stunned. What happened to parenting? Why isn't NPR saying, why aren't you parenting? Perhaps maybe you should sit down with Jack and find out exactly what is going on with Jack, or maybe you guys should be investigated. Why would Jack want to suddenly be a girl? What has happened to Jack to where he thinks he needs to be a girl at 3.5? You know, if... I'll tell you the kind of things that I listened to with my sons when they were 3.5. What they wanted to eat, what they wanted for Christmas, that kind of thing. Childhood things. Certainly nothing like this. Self-determination, I'm telling you. We have become a nation of narcissistic idiots. We're out there saying, well, not me, not you, but there's some people out there that actually believe they can get out there and say, you know, I so identify with those ferns that hang on front porches. I wonder if I could live my life as a fern. What a simple life that would be. A little watering, a little sunshine, a little photosynthesis. Hey, if it's good enough for Jack, why can't it be good enough for anybody? Why stop at being a girl? I mean, the sky is the limit. I'm going to go take a moment here and decide what I want to be. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Ranked by the NAB as having the best bumps of any bald broadcaster out there. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. If they don't have it in stock, it is not on their website. Their webmaster has to be the most proficient guy in charge of a website known to man. Because that constantly has to change day to day. Day to day. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. There's a little bit of a scientific study that's somewhat dangerous in that it's not really science, it's fiction. But it's making the rounds right now. Titled Gun Ownership and Social Gun Culture. It's a little insidious piece of work written by four academics who used firearm policy information from the Brady Center and the CDC's Injury Center, two groups well known for their opposition to the Second Amendment. They seem to say that since gun control supporters' long-term goal is to reduce gun ownership, they ought to consider not only campaigning for gun control laws that make it more difficult to acquire or possess guns, background checks, gun registration, gun owner licensing, but also focus on policies that can undermine the social aspects of gun ownership. They say that the gun control groups need to undermine the gun culture. Now, that's amusing. That's amusing. Because in order to undermine the gun culture, you're going to have to get involved in it. Now, they don't take the time, and probably it's because they have no idea what they're talking about. They do not describe the social aspects in much detail. But they can, you know, you can pretty much guarantee they mean everything from hunting to target shooting competitions and clubs, to marksman training classes, gun shows, websites, social media, all that stuff. This is not a new approach. Since the 1980s, when a gun control group realizes that you become part of the gun culture, they realize that that person is likely to become a single-issue voter, which is good because this is the single issue that is an excellent litmus test. If you're out there and you're looking for a candidate who will protect the right to keep and bear arms, you can rest assured that this guy doesn't like the debt, he doesn't like abortion. There's lots of things that you as a conservative can sit back and take solace in knowing that he's probably against the same things you are, and for the same things that you are. Now, anti-gun activist groups right now are very busy. They do this every year because there's a survey, the GSS survey. And for the longest time, they've been saying that gun ownership is declining, which is a bunch of hogwash. It is absolutely a bunch of hogwash. Gun culture 2.0 is bustling. They are thriving and they are growing. Women are buying guns in droves. And like Tatiana Whitlock was talking about last week, they start with a handgun for self-defense, but then they say, I might want to shoot a deer. And they get a hunting rifle of some kind. Or so they say, I might want to go take a tactical class. So they get an AR-15 rifle or something. And, you know, getting into guns, you know, the first gun is the gateway drug. And there's a big bustling world of gun activity out there waiting for somebody that discovers the world of guns. Now, they're pushing this hogwash thing, this hogwash idea that gun ownership is contracting, because they hope other people will essentially say, well, if no one is owning guns, I guess I don't need to own guns either or fret about additional restrictions. This new tact sort of coincides with an admission by gun control supporters that pushing for extreme restrictions, handgun bans of the 1970s, assault weapon bans of the 1980s, the cop killer bullet legislation of the 1990s, magazine restrictions, all that has failed. None of these tactics worked. In the 1970s, when they claimed more handguns would mean more crime, Americans tripled the number of handguns they owned in little more than a generation, and crime started going down. In the 1980s, gun control supporters started trying to stop states from adopting right-to-carry laws. Florida ignored them, and they adopted their law in 1987. 32 states followed their lead, and now nearly every state has right-to-carry legislation, and the nation's murder rate is at an all-time low. 2012, the administration and its gun control supporters in Congress tried to convince Americans that support for gun control was overwhelming and no further debate over the subject was necessary. The science was in, as they say. And America went on a gun buying binge that was unprecedented, and I don't know if we'll ever see the like of that again. Because since that time, I think a lot of people have wised up to the fact that, hey, you know what, the guns are durable goods. I don't need 20 of the same thing. What I need is ammo. Now, ammunition, well, there might be a binge buy on that. The Pew Center reported in December 2014 that among nearly every demographic group, support for gun ownership is rising and support for gun control is decreasing. Gallup showed that self-defense is tip-top on everybody's mind. This study is obviously their primary goal here, given the way they use it in the anti-gun Brady campaign scorecard to assess the gun ownership culture in the states. They like to give out grades the way the NRA gives out grades and the way Gun Owners of America gives out grades. If you get a grade of F or D from the Brady campaign, that means you probably have very, you know, closer to constitutional gun law than the states that get an A or a B. You know, back in the 1990s, several anti-gun groups tried to funnel taxpayer money to their like-minded pals in academia to put these little studies together, and that was put down by Congress. Now, maybe these four academics that put this little ditty together, this little study, maybe they're trying to get into the lucrative niche in the anti-gun research cottage industry, because you're either funded by Bloomberg or by the Joyce Foundation. And if you get funded by them and you actually get out there and you become somebody known by a name like Dan Gross or Shannon Watts or Bloomberg doesn't need it, but either one of the Joshers or anything, that's a lucrative living to be involved in. A lucrative living. I think Shannon Watts makes six figures a year. To look in the TV with a spooky expression on her face and remind me of one of the Manson girls. That just kills me. That just kills me. As we head towards the second hour, another thing I want you to remember about these guys, most of these guys are living in a glass house throwing rock. Leland Yee, who just pled guilty to gun running, was anti-gun for regular people. The rest of them lied to you. Chris Murphy got caught lying to you. He got out there and said the other day, which every town for gun safety put this out, what, about a year and a half ago, I don't know. But because Chris Murphy is anti-gun and doesn't care where the data comes from, he starts echoing it like a minor bird, a good minor bird would. He got out there and said there has been a school shooting every week since Newtown, which would be about 120 of them by now. By now, if that were actually the case, I would probably be looking at things and saying, now, wait a minute. Of course, that is not the case. What they were doing was using the every town, you know, where, like if a gang member got shot within two blocks and died on school grounds, that was a school shooting. Somebody committed suicide on school grounds, that was a school shooting. That's not a school shooting. That's somebody dying on school grounds, on school property. That's not a school shooting at all. And getting out there and propagating that, that was just another way of trying to push for a dead issue. Fact checker took him apart on it, as a matter of fact. And Leland Yee. Leland Yee got out there. Leland Yee was importing RPGs, real grenades, real fully automatic select fire assault rifles for sale in California. These were going to make it into the crime stream because these are not things you buy at a gun shop. He had some guy named Shrimp Boy Chow that was his hookup into the world, into the dark world. And now he gets to spend some time in the Gray Bar Hotel. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Kevin the Tack Daddy on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.